Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Come on, man. You know what this is.
Stop it, gentlemen.
Hola.
Cheyenne, sober or not sober?
Definitely sober.
All right, Cheyenne. Hey,
Cheyenne, I saw your Facebook post a couple days ago. You need to bring back that goatee, my man.
Yeah. It's with me right now. So
strong.
Yeah.
What, did you shave it off?
Yeah, when I flew out there, I shaved it off because it... Like, I'd grown a full-blown beard before that, pretty much, so.
Okay, all right. Let's see here. At least you can grow a beard. I cannot. I'll pick a new name, Cheyenne. Are you going to be Elvis, Prince, Cher, or Pink?
I got to go with Prince.
Dearly beloved.
Well, you are a motivational speaker. You take that up to the next level.
Yes, I am.
Every time you roll out on stage.
Dearly beloved.
All right, Prince. Oh, man. Here is your question.
Dearly beloved.
A bloat refers to a group of what animals? A bloat. Tina's. No.
Cool. A bloat.
Damn.
I know it's not it, but I'm just gonna throw out whales. I know that's a pod, but
nope. Is it it's a mammal.
Is it marine life? No.
That likes the water, Miles. You have seen one in person.
Alligator.
Nope.
Hippos.
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 Why call it a bloat? Just call it
a bloat. Damn. What do you mean? What? Oh, damn.
Have you seen the breakdown of the...
That's the new name for a group of hippos.
Damn.
Have you seen the breakdown of the hippo and, like, how thin that skin is?
You know, I haven't.
Well, because they look fat, but apparently they're just... That's why they run so fast. It's just muscle.
Oh, good.
And that's like a thin layer of fat and skin on the very outside.
So that's all just muscle.
Yeah.
Okay. They're like power lifters, right? You don't look great, but you're really strong.
Oh.
Well,
say that to his face.
No, I would never do that. Damn, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at that thing. Hmm. Oof. You ever been face to face with a hippo, Cheyenne?
I can't say that I have.
Naked, covered in cocoa butter.
Come on, dude. What about 5 years ago at Sturgis?
While eating a popsicle.
Steve.
No, you said you would never speak of that.
Yeah. My bad. Right. We're supposed to keep that quiet.
This is the contestant formerly known as Cheyenne.
Okay. Dearly beloved.
It's Prince. We're not leaving Prince until Wasp is done. Then we're getting a double cheeseburger.
All right, Prince, here's your question. Who played the U.S. president in the movie Idiocracy?
It's been a while since I've seen it.
Let's see.
His name was Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Herbert Camacho.
Oh, my God.
I know this wasn't it, but I'm just going to say Edward Norton because it wasn't him. Yeah.
Terry Crews.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ted even flexed when he said it. Apparently you have to do that when you say it.
I don't know
you
why.
You literally flexed when
he said it. Terry Crews.
Got to make your boobs dance, too.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Good boy.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ted's got that Terry Crews flex going on.
I just don't have the same pecs.
But it's true. You got to move it.
Anybody does, man.
All right, Prince, here's a question. Which stroke in a swim...
which one is it, dog?
Western grip. Which stroke is swum first in a medley swimming event?
Is it the breaststroke?
No, but I like where your mind is at.
Butterfly.
It is a fact the butterfly.
It's a butterfly. Okay. Man, that's hard. I could never get
God,
it, dude.
That's hard.
I could never
that
do it.
That is so hard just to do the dolphin kick correct. I mean, you need to have ripped core to be able to get that thing through.
I just ended up flopping all over the damn place, man. I could not make it work.
You're pushing down, you know, then you're pulling up. Then you're
that one. But
just to get your legs right. You guys are very fond of that, I see. Well, I mean, you have to practice it like when you're
swimming's
taking...
Swimming's great. It's the best exercise you can do.
No, I could tell that's what you guys were thinking. I taught swimming. I mean, so you try to teach kids, but if you can't do it, you're like, I know what you're supposed to do.
I protected a lot of swimmers.
Yeah. I wore a condom.
I think you felt so I will say swimming, I guess there are sports like that. That's one of those, I was going to say rare sports. It's actually just fun to do.
Right. You just do it on your own.
I mean, I guess basketball, you can go just shoot hoops without playing a game.
Boxing's fun when no one hits your back.
That's the best. Yeah. That's why I like
speed bags fun.
Well, heavy bags great because he doesn't punch back.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little bitch.
Still hurts you. Still
he's taking
it. Still hurts your wrist.
Right.
Still hurts your wrist, and then some people have to run over the trash can and puke after that last 2 minute round. Some people, not me. I get these gloves off.
God, he took it out of me.
All right, Prince. Here's your question: what surface are Wimbledon tennis court matches played on?
Say that again?
What surface are Wimbledon tennis matches played?
I thought you said women's.
That's what I heard, too.
Really?
Yeah.
And what surface are women's tennis matches played? Yeah.
Wimbledon.
Is it clay?
It is grass.
No, it's grass. Clay is
Australia?
The French Open, I French. Believe. Roland Garros?
I was doing grass, Steve.
Yeah.
You were playing a clay court?
That I have.
I have. Actually, I think Mike a few weeks ago, he's like, look at this, man. It's a grass tennis court. I was like, yeah
man.
They still do that. I've never played on clay. I've only played on hard court and grass.
Okay.
Grass is tough, man. You got to whack the hell out of it.
Clay's great because you can see
the ball.
Playing
tennis.
You can see where the ball goes out.
And that's why I was impressed by it because I just thought grass soaks up an awful lot of impact there. So bouncing is not exactly the easiest thing on grass.
It is. Well, that's what I was telling you, too. Like, because we're getting to the French Open. Yep. But when you get to Wimbledon, you'll see by the end of the week or the end of 2 weeks, like where everybody's worn out that grass on main court. And you're only supposed to wear white.
Mm-hmm. Like, sorry, you can't walk in.
Like, take the hood off first, dude.
Question five, Cheyenne.
It's the only thing all white I own.
It's all I own.
Oh, no. Damn it,
it's that dress away from head to toe.
I can't see nothing out of this thing.
Oh, my God. Like Charlie Brown's Christmas.
Hey, Mom, you should have cut these eye slits out bigger.
Can't see nothing.
I'm messing with my eye.
Yes. Yeah.
Barely see the tennis
I'm going to hit my car on Halloween night.
My papa taught me to play.
We're people of tradition. Only wear white.
Boo.
Next question.
All right, Prince.
All right, which 20th century president was the first candidate to speak at a political convention? He was president from 1933 until 1945. The math tells
you. Trying to think.
What's that?
Just trying to think.
1933 to 1945.
Big radio guy.
Yeah.
Was that Roosevelt?
You got it.
FDR.
Gabe is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Ahoy!
Justin, are you sober or not sober?
I'm on number two, so technically not sober.
All right, what are you drinking over there? Men's Room IPA?
Coors Original, the old Banquet.
Oh, I had one of those last night.
Banquet
delicious. And a little tiny stubby. You got a stubby or you got a can?
No, I got the can.
Oh,
but,
man.
Less glass broken in the shop.
Okay. All right, Justin, you get to be a new person now. Are you taking Elvis, Prince, Cher, or Pink?
I'm going to do Prince.
Prince.
That'll be kind of fun.
Okay.
To go by Prince? All right.
Yeah.
All right, Prince.
There's another one. Dearly beloved.
Prince, here's your first question. On what continent would you find the Strait of Magellan?
What continent would you find the Strait of Magellan? Mm-hmm.
Not that gay one, but the Strait of Magellan.
Well, I'm going to go Europe.
South America.
South America.
Oh. Is that where those pink dolphins are?
Well, they could be anywhere you want in your head.
Wait, what? The teeny dolphins.
Like pink dolphins. Oh. I believe they're in the Amazon.
Yeah, they're in the Amazon.
Fresh water. Wow.
I want to go hunt one of those one day.
Okay. Pink dolphins in the Amazon? You might have already done that, Justin.
I don't watch that movie. Yeah.
Give me about four of those Coors Banquets. I'll show you my pink dolphin.
In the 1970s.
Hey, look out. Whoa. Not even a trailer. Nothing.
All right.
How does it breathe?
It really did.
Yeah, got a little blowhole right there.
I'll take the pink dolphin sushi roll, please.
All right,
All right, here's your question. What precious metal did alchemists call Luna, which is also the name of our moon?
Here's a Facebook recipe. Can you repeat that question for me?
What precious metal did alchemists call Luna, which is also the name of our moon? Mike Hawk got it. Are you dumber than a Mike Hawk?
Yeah, man, just a precious metal.
Precious.
That our moon is named?
Well,
Luna is what they called it because of its color, which is kind of the color of the moon.
Okay, aluminum.
Do you think aluminum is a precious metal? My God, I wrapped my pizza, my leftover pizza.
My precious.
Oh, if I'd have just known.
When I think of the moon, I think of aluminum.
That's how you know you're a rich man.
Don't you worry, I've got...
I was thinking non-ferrous. Give me a break. I was thinking non-ferrous.
I have 100 feet of aluminium. Yeah. I'm going to retire.
You got a Reynolds wrap mine underneath your home.
Wow, dude.
I'm a rich man.
Where'd you get all that?
Hey, man, when you're starting out getting married, you give her an aluminum ring. Everything up from there is just a bonus.
The whole family just uses cling wrap, man. We thought one day, maybe we could have some aluminum foil.
We go like that.
Jesus, man. I'll give you some, brother.
He can't reheat anything in his microwave.
Hey, Justin, next time you come to an event, I'll bring you some aluminum foil.
Sweet.
It's an expensive gift, man.
Yeah, yeah. In a Brinks truck.
All right. By the way, the answer is silver. Silver.
Ah, yeah, that makes more sense.
Yes, it does.
It does. Right there.
All right, here's your question. It's multiple choice. Before becoming the president's office, the Oval Office was used for what purpose? Storing munitions, incubating chickens, a children's playroom, or drying laundry? So before the Oval Office became the president's office, what purpose did it serve? Storing munitions, incubating chickens, a children's playroom, or drying laundry?
What was that last one? Drying what?
Drying laundry.
Drying laundry. Man, it makes the chicken thing kind of makes sense because of the oval and, like, light. I don't know. And then, like, maybe kids' playroom. Let's go with the kids' playroom.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. and you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the armory.
Elephant chickens.
Drying laundry.
Oh.
That's boring.
And then finally he said, you know what? I just want a hole up in here. Bring my desk in here.
I think he got kicked out to that room.
You think?
Find out if that
the
person
president
was married.
Of the United States.
Yes, because the wife would still say, I'm tired of your office, everyone. Put it in the laundry room.
Do you know who the first president to use the Oval Office was then?
Well, the first one I remember was Bill Clinton, but I do not know his story.
In my day.
Yeah, my day. That's the first time I really heard about it, but I do not know who the first president was.
I bet Reagan did before that.
Oh, but it was his wife.
I know, so what?
The throat goat.
So
this
what?
This is back in 1909. Yeah, this is a man that needed a big ring.
Taft.
Taft needed the Oval Office.
If your wife would, you didn't need to go anywhere else.
Exactly.
I mean, I understand the math.
Put me in the laundry room. I need a big, big desk.
Give me a mouth hug.
Give me a big desk.
Big, 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 big desk.
Take the laundry out of here.
The biggest desk you
excuse me. I've got democracy to lead. Jesus. Bring in my desk. Bring me my desk.
Now this is covered in 80s.
Dude, I've said this before. I'll say it again.
It.
A girl I grew up with, that I'm still friends with, her family somehow acquired one of his chairs.
All right.
And it is the biggest wooden chair you've ever seen in your life.
Right.
It's like one of those chairs that's a joke that you sit in and take a picture like it's outside.
I mean, you know,
like
just
one of those big ass Adirondacks.
Like just a good wooden chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, they're usually pretty roomy. Now imagine even me, right? Like, I mean, at the time I was probably like 350, 360, and it was still just like, this chair is great.
Damn. Family size bag of chips.
They brought in a different tub.
Question five, Justin.
Question number five. What TV show began with the words, quote, there is nothing wrong with your television set?
There's nothing wrong with your television set.
They could, ain't nothing wrong with your
and
television
that sounds like
set.
Like an old one.
It is?
God.
Not that
family
one. The other.
Matters. I
family
don't know.
Twilight
matters.
Zone or something?
Outer Limits.
Outer Limits.
Hmm.
Outer Limits?
Outer
Limits. Is that a new one?
No, I mean, it came out around the same time as Twilight Zone. All right. Here's your question. Let's go back to childhood. What is the last name of John, Michael, and Wendy from Peter Pan?
Oh, good
it's something
God.
A southern woman might call you.
Or.
He would use that.
Giving me the hard ones today. Peter Pan Johnson.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Question seven.
We're looking for the names of John, Michael, and Wendy. Their last name is Darling.
Darling?
Darling.
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 All right. Your question, on what children's program would you find the character Count Von Count?
Oh.
Yeah, that's a hint.
Sesame Street?
All right.
There
nice job.
There we go.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with Sophie.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.